from the M. Ah, crooked letter, ah, crooked letter, ah. Hump back, ah, make them all die.
Yo, 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 it's your boys back. Yes, your timeline and your podcast feed does not lie to you. Your eyes do not deceive you. This is the Crooked Letter Podcast, and you are tuned in. It's your boys back again. It's me, your boy G.
It's your boy Trilla. Yes, new name.
Trilla. You still doing this? You still doing this whole nickname thing still?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
Because, man, I have nothing else better to do in my life at this moment but to think of ignorant-ass nickname. So I'm going to keep it.
Okay. Okay. Well, hey. More power to you. Live your best life, as my child would say.
Yeah. You know why? Because I'm light-skinned. I got praise. So that means I love you and I love Jesus.
good time of prayer reference. Gotta love the Bulldogs for that one. I will say this before we get into what we really want to talk about. Look, Dave Chappelle and the Boondocks, that's two things of just pure comedic genius. Like, They're talking about stuff, and they were talking about stuff back then that's still happening today. And, like, you can't deny it.
At all. It's facts at this point.
It's damn near gospel. It's damn near gospel. Like, you could... Two things for certain. Like, you should... Huh?
There's always two things for certain. The Simpsons always predict some shit that's going to be right.
Right.
And the Boondocks and Dave Chappelle always going to hold up.
I will say this. I even forgot they did an episode. Basically, what ended up being the Popeye's chicken craze.
Yeah.
They basically did that. I was like, what the? Then it was like, go and get some chicken, and people were like, we out of chicken, and people started acting the food. I'm like, bro, that was the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
They also made the Luther.
They made the Luther. Yeah. And I wonder if Aaron Magruder hates that he didn't like copyright that or something, because I've seen that stole multiple times.
Yeah, like, man, like, me and my ex was at the casino and she ordered the Luther. And she was like, you want some? I was like, no, I don't want that. You heathen. You need Jesus if you eat that.
Yes, you need Jesus and a triple bypass.
Yeah, wrong with you.
So we're coming to you live at the end of 2020. Yeah, you know, the year sucked. Okay, yeah, we know that. Did it suck for you, sir?
Hey, man, that shit was terrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It was god awful.
It was beyond terrible. Like,
yeah, it was
like, if I could just skip this year of my life, I'd be fine.
Yeah, technically, your birthday is what? August?
August.
Yeah, what'd you turn this year? 30?
30.
Yeah, you just turn 30 again next year.
I'm just gonna redo it all.
Yeah, technically you turn 30 next year.
Man, I feel like I deserve it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. You just turn 30 next year. Yeah. I thought you were 31. I'm 30.
Mind your business, bitch. I thought you was 30. I thought your hair was real. See, we're both surprised.
Thank you. We both learned something. we're both lying to people.
Mind your business.
Exactly. Didn't you like it better when your business was being minded? Okay. Leave mine alone.
Aren't you 31? Ain't your ass fake?
That shouldn't be. First of all, that shouldn't be as funny as it is.
But that's got to be the most ignorant shit I've ever heard in my life.
I was like, whoa.
Using this one.
So I think we did get a small silver lining, which I'm becoming a very big fan of, is these streaming apps giving you your yearly wrap up, right? And we had a small chat about this, and sir, I think we have a problem. You have a problem. I have a problem. But no, you told us have problems.
No, my problem was 2020. Your problem is everlasting.
So we're just gonna pop through this real quick. I'll go through mine first, okay? So here was my top five most listened to songs this year. It was Future, March Madness, Partisan Fontaine, Rodman. I like this song. I heard it on 2K20, and I was like, "Yo, this is fairly hard." So, No Smoke, Youngboy, Nipsey, Hustle and Motivate, and Moon and Stars by Big Crit, Devin the Dude, Currency, and Killer Kaleon.
Okay, yo list is like everywhere.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, your list is pop, trap, underground, and nigga, everything.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You are the Renaissance man of rap.
So those are my top five songs. Here's why I have a problem. Okay. I think it's important for us as people to be introspective, right? Look at yourself and see, you know, where we're at in our lives. Maybe there's things we can do different, right?
All right.
My number one song was March Madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's been my most streamed song for 2 years now.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about that. Literally for
two. That you don't like Chain.
Like, I've literally listened to the same song multiple times. That's my number one stream song for 2019 and 2020.
Sir, you fear Chain.
I fear Chain.
The moment you get it, you're like, no, go back.
I will say this, like, I wish I would have screenshot my 2019 list. Now, I think I'm starting to keep track of that, actually. Because I know I had other songs last year, but March Madness still ended up being first. Because I know 2019, I wasn't listening to Rodman like that. I think some of the other songs, I was there, but I don't know if that was my top five or not.
That's when we got introduced to the young hitmaker known as Young Grave.
First of all, the young hitmaker, I don't know if we should call him young at this point. I don't know, because Young Gravy is a certified hitmaker, sir. Yes.
At that point, he was a young hitmaker. You feel me?
Yeah. And I'm surprised he didn't he just dropped his last project though.
Yeah, which was a hitmaker as well.
Yeah, that joint Steve Austin. I listened to that with him and Dolph. I listened to that one like almost every day.
Hey, low key, this off tangent, sir.
Okay.
The two most underrated people out right now has got to be K Camp and Young Grape.
But how is K Camp like underrated? Like he had a run.
Because he's still out here making all these hits.
do you feel like he still got hits because you fantasize his run? Because he did have a run.
No, honestly, I don't. Because I still thoroughly enjoy his old shit, but his new shit is better than his old shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I can tell you the truth, I'm one of those people, I haven't listened to much of the new K-Camp.
Dog, the new K-Camp, he got I'm at work, I just put his album on, I just let that bitch go.
Oh, so it's beginning to end for you?
Yeah, like that mother hit now.
Hmm. Interesting. I will have to investigate
talking about you're going to get some panties off.
Ooh.
You're going to put that on. Your wife, you're going to be like, ooh, what's that? That's the K-Camp. And then all you're going to hear is macaroni noises.
Macaroni noises. Anywho, it's not the point. It's not the point. The point is, I need to break this habit of me only listening to March Madness like a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Help me, sir. How do I do this?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
March Madness is an amazing song. It's
like one of those things that you could just throw on for any kind of mood that you in.
Well, here's the thing, right? Let's also add a little context to this. I really don't listen to Spotify that much unless I'm playing my game for it. Because Spotify links with Sony, so basically I can just put on Spotify and then connect it, and then I can play my game with headphones, you know what I'm saying? So outside of that, I really don't just scroll my music per se. Like when I'm just in the car or whatever. Interestingly enough, if I want to just play music, I go to YouTube.
That's weird.
Well, here's the thing. Like, with YouTube...
Like, YouTube... Is it YouTube Red or is it just YouTube?
Just YouTube. Like, I gotta fight through ads.
Oh, that's gross.
But here's the thing. Like, because, like, with like if I've got to... Like some of those mixes and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have to just play the mix. And it'd be, like, songs I don't want to hear. You feel what I'm saying? Or if I want to hear this song, I don't want to, like, have to, like, fight through 6-7 records just to get to the song I want to hear. I'm going to try to just go to YouTube where I can play the song I want to hear. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Unless you stop being a broke boy and buy
unlimited Spotify. Wow. Sir. That's what we're doing
yeah.
now? Wow,
yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
Oh,
broke boy.
We're going to get to that in a minute.
I don't understand this broke talk that you're talking about.
Oh.
Because I have Spotify unlimited, sir. So I play whatever songs I want to play. Broke boy.
Oh, so that's what we're doing today?
Hey, bro, chill.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
Hey,
don't worry about it. No. What's your list, sir? Mm-hmm. With your Spotify Unlimited. What's your list, sir?
Hey, bro, chill.
Who's your top five? Who is your hero? Who taught you your moves?
You know what?
Huh?
I'm not ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed. Hey, bro, chill. Like, you're something telling me you should
who
be.
Who made you this way, bro? I'm ashamed,
what,
but I'm going to play
your,
it off.
What was your
you know why I'm going to play it off? Because I'm a man. Real men don't cry.
I'm 40.
Real men don't cry. We weep.
Anywho. All
right. So let's see. My top five songs. Number one is Real Love by Moneybagg Yo.
What the? This is going to be incredible already. I can already tell this. This is going to be beautiful. Go ahead.
I feel like judgment coming from your side of the room. Need you calm down over there. Like, get through my list. Number two is Me Versus Me, My Money Bag, Yo. Okay, I'm not done. Let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Before I say number three, let me just remind everybody. It was a long 2020. Let me just remind everybody that. Mm-hmm. So number three is Sad Shit by the Baby. Number four is Find My Way by the Baby.
Lord Jesus, sir.
And then number five is Hard on Ice. Oh, fuck y'all.
What
how about
the
that?
Hell? Like, bro, I know you had a rough 2020, my G, but you went through it.
How about y'all mind y'all business? How about that?
You went mind y'all business, my guy.
I don't need y'all judging me and my musical choices.
Boy, I'll say this, right? Because here's the thing to get me, right? For Real Love to be your number one song, right?
It's a good song, bro.
You
it's
have
a good
to
song.
Play that song a lot, okay?
Hey, bro, first of all, it's a good song. It sends a good message. Look, y'all.
Here's the thing, right? Because for March Madness to be my number one song, I listened to that song 86 times, okay? That means you had to be somewhere in that ballpark or higher.
Can we move on? No,
we can't, sir. No. Okay. Big fella, are you okay? First of all, let me do this. Hold on. Let me check with your mental health. Are you okay, big fella?
Hey, man, look, you know, shit happened this year, right? Things happened. Wasn't really prepared for it mentally, so shit happens. Like,
Jesus.
You know,
I feel you.
Being single does that to you. Like,
I understand, sir. It's all laughs and giggles. We're friends, but you know, I got you, dog. I know it was hard out here for a pimp.
Hey, look, being single, almost dying, will do that to you, all right? It'll put you in your feelings.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that'll, you know, being faced with death, with death. We'll get into that later, but yeah, literally being faced with death will kind of, you know,
I'll
put some stuff into perspective for you. Huh?
I was out here playing patty cake with death, goddamn.
Yeah, you was out here bad. You was out here real bad.
Yeah.
But anywho.
That's here and over there. My playlist is low-key lit, though, so kiss my ass. How about that?
But The playlist. Okay, hold on. Cause well, my playlist. Now you know you got the top five, and then you got the full review, right? Mm-hmm. Well, my review is a little more diverse. Cause when you get to the full review, then that's when you get a little Summer Walker. You get some Janae Eco. You get some.
Oh, you like toxic motherfuckers? All right.
What? Sir.
Summer Walker and Janae Aiko are toxic. They are toxic people.
Sir.
I don't want to hear that.
Sir.
I'm not saying I don't love them. I'm not saying I wouldn't go through the toxicity with them. I'm not saying that at all. But they are toxic.
Sir. Run me all the toxicity.
Janae is going to look at you and tell you to do some toxic shit and you're going to do it. You know why? Because she's going to look at you with them lies and you're going to be like, yeah, I can go kill that nigga. It's fine.
Yeah, you know, it's cool.
That's cool.
A bid? Yeah, I can do that. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, run me all the time.
You said you got caught with a pistol. I got that.
I'll run that for you. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But anyhow. That's when you get into a little bit of the R&B range, a little bit of Chris Brown and stuff like that. But those to be by top. But yes. So, for those two statements to run together, yes, I only play Spotify when I'm playing my PlayStation. Yes, I listen to R&B music while I play Madden. I don't need you judging me.
Oh, I'm judging.
Oh, don't forget about it, sad boy.
Hey, at least I play hurt music when I'm playing Madden. Take all my hurt on somebody taking the top off their shit. You playing love songs and shit while you taking the top off somebody.
Sad! Oh, yeah.
Get it on it, pop it, sad!
Bring me that.
Yes. Start slow winding to the sack. Yeah.
You laughing. I think I've done that.
I hate you so much.
I think I've done that, actually. I think I've been playing some slow music and got a pick six and then. And it just started gliding in midair. No. I think I've done that. I want to say I've done that. Oh, Jesus. I think I'm guilty of that. You playing. I genuinely think I'm guilty of that.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Just time out. Just imagine we gamers. You think it's so. That's like, I think, I don't know if you do this, but I do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always think when I'm losing, I think it's some dude that's like over on the other side, like talking mad crap the whole time. Yeah, yeah. Like you can't hear him for real, but you just assume it's some dude that's just sitting there like, yeah, you trash, you garbage, you terrible. What if they like gave you, like, then what if they did it like when you watch people play online, like the Madden games, and they gave you like a camera? And imagine the dude just whooping your ass in Madden, singing R&B music.
Slow ground in the air as he kicks you off. Boy, I quit. I'm fucking quit, man.
Just imagine that. Just imagine that. You think it's some dude over there. Yeah, yeah, you garbage. He over there listening to someone walking. Even though I don't want to.
Now, look, think of this shit. You throw a pick six, this nigga give and start slow dancing to his chair. Hey, bro, sit your ass down, bro. Hey, bro, I know you hear me. Sit your ass down, bro.
Like, that would be hilarious. He's not even talking crap to you. He's just enjoying slow music. Drop your ass off. 21 nothing first quarter with Summer Walker in the background.
That nigga listening to motherfucking. He over there listening to Al Green two-stepping slowly. Dropping your shit off.
Let's stay together. Don't be listening. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, they should never have. First of all, let's be clear. The moment they ever let people have webcams on the game, it's gonna be bad. Cause boy, I'm talking so much shit and you're gonna see it and I'm not gonna stop. It's gonna be ignorant shit. Hey, go get your bitch ass mother. Yeah, let me talk to her real quick. Hey, your son's trash. Throw the game away. Like, you should be ashamed for raising your son to be this way.
I hope you didn't buy this for him because he's just over here getting beat.
Like who's that? Your girlfriend? Yeah, your girlfriend's probably cheating on you with me. Sorry ass nigga.
And then she come in. Well, he is kind of cute, girl. Oh, if you don't shut, your ass.
At that point, I'm gonna hang up. I'm like, oh,
webcam off, bitch. Who the fuck?
Look, imagine you talking shit. His girlfriend walk in. Maybe you weren't so ugly, you wouldn't be losing so much. He just backhanded the shit out of her.
Jesus, I just instantly got uncomfortable. I am not okay with domestic violence. So.
Boy,
I'm gonna
hang up.
Domestic violence.
I'm gonna hang up so fast. Oh my god! No,
done. Click. Bye.
Game over. You won.
You won. You got that dub, sir.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to be an accessory to this.
Oh,
I don't
please.
Want to be a witness.
Oh, Jesus. Don't stomp her. She's already down.
You made your point.
You yeah, got it.
She was rude. You made your point, sir.
You got it, man. Stop.
Jeez, who made you like this?
She's snoring, man. Bro, you pushed her back awake. Stop. Oh my god.
Okay, we gotta focus. Okay, we gotta focus.
Okay, for real, that would be fucked up. Oh, focus. That would be fucked up.
Yeah, just you getting your ass whooped too while I do listen to some R&B music. That would be
pissed.
It'd be a smooth ass whooping. It wouldn't be aggressive or nothing. It would just be smooth as hell. Okay, focusing.
Focusing.
Okay. Focus. So, I think you had a question you wanted to present to the audience.
And yeah.
I think it's worth discussing. We haven't discussed it. So, let me hear.
Okay. So, why are KD feet so... No, it's okay. It's not the thing. It's not what I was going at.
That's a good one.
Do you think you... Okay, you're married. Right, you're
married. I am outrageously married. Okay,
this is hypothetically speaking, of course.
Okay,
do you think you and one of your homegirls could fuck and still be cool after?
Okay, let me ask you this question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were we friends, as in, like, there was a chance she could let me bone if the opportunity came about, or like one drunken night we boned?
Like y'all are cool, like you and Audrey.
Okay.
Type shit.
So like, and we've then, just always been cool, but then like one like drunken night we boned.
One night y'all just smacking, making macaroni noises. Macam.
Yeah, all right. So then, could we just be legitimate friends?
Yeah, y'all just straight friends. Y'all kick it. Y'all, you know, chilling. Y'all could be in the same bed and not be trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Like, shit like that. Do y'all think after you fuck, y'all could go back to being cool?
Okay, honestly, it would depend on how it was handled, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if me and a friend girl of mine smashed, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we smashed and then, you know, we can come to a mutual understanding about this, I think we can be friends here, right? But if you try to play me like it didn't happen, hold the hell on. Hold on. We not finna do that. We definitely not finna do that.
Okay, so you don't think...
I definitely got them draws. Don't sit up here and play me like I ain't get them draws.
But why would it matter that much, though, is what I'm asking. Like, why
would what matter?
Why would it matter if she tried to play you like it never happened?
Because here's the thing, right?
Because it happened, nigga, that's why. Like, okay, I feel you, dog.
Because it did happen. Now, if you want, like, we can be cool about it, chop it up, and just chalk it up to the game, you know what I'm saying? I have no problem. You know, it happened. You know what I'm saying? We both know we wasn't trying to be there like that. We, you know, whatever the case may be, I cool. You feel what I'm saying? I think I can, because especially if it's somebody that I'm legitimately cool with, you feel what I'm saying? Just because we smashed, I don't think those feelings, as far as like me just genuinely being your friend, would just dissipate. You feel what I'm saying?
She ain't gonna turn to love,
just because you know, just one smash.
y'all even finished fucking, you roll over and hold the cover tight against your chest.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, I say, because especially if we was that cool, I could definitely just be like, you know, it happened. You know, there's no need for us to, you know, be weird about this. You know, especially my age now, I'm 31. So it's like, you know, if I were to smash.
Oh, shit, bro.
You 30.
Oh, whoa. I'm 29. This year didn't count.
Shut up.
this year didn't count.
That's the case, I'm 30 then. Shit. Anywho,
nah, it point. Count for you. You got to celebrate your birthday. I ain't going to celebrate mine. It don't count for me.
You have a point there.
Yeah. Redo it all.
But anywho, this is another point. The point is, if we could remain cool as far as it being happened, like if we were to remain cool, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, hey, here's my boyfriend. I'd be like, what's up, bro? Nice to meet you. I wouldn't be like, oh, so wait, time out.
So this is a thing?
Wait, time out. Wait, I gotta get the chuckle out. Okay, so hey, here's my boyfriend. Hey, bro, you know I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Dog.
I wouldn't do that. Oh, God.
Dog.
What?
So I fucked your bitch.
Sir.
Dog, if I was there, I'm going to tell you right now, you're leaving that party. Right?
Yeah, I say if we could just be cool about it, hey, bro, this is my boyfriend. What's up, buddy? Nice to meet you. She cool people, you know what I'm saying? But if you're going to try to play me, like, I ain't get them draws, like...
Like, I wasn't fucking...
Yeah, no, you can't do that. We can't do that. I can be mature about this if you can be mature about this. I can definitely be mature about this. But hey, it happened, cool. But don't play me like I ain't get them draws.
Like, I wasn't in... the cheeks.
Exactly. So that'll be my only okay, point. So
this is what I would say. So damn nigga, I guess it hasn't goddamn.
I had dinner, sir. Excuse me.
Jesus Christ.
It was fantastic.
Must be nice to have dinner with your loved one. Head ass. I'm in love. Face ass nigga.
I had to cook it.
I don't wanna hear it. Like, say what I said. Jokes out there. Like,
I had a cook, sir.
Too late. I can't take the joke back. It's in there now. Okay. So I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you my answer.
Mm-hmm.
I asked this question in a group that I'm in called A Shot of Life. Shout out to Killer, my dog, AT. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, a lot of women was like, yeah, I could fuck my homeboy and call it a day. I was like, wow. Just ain't none of them my friends. That's cool.
Like, you might should, you know, wait, did you ask the question?
Yeah, I was like, I asked, hey, do y'all think y'all could fuck one of your friends? Like, just like that. I was like, I asked it just like I asked you. I was like, do you think you could fuck one of your friends and y'all still go back to being friends after? And I was like, a lot of females was like, hell yeah.
So, like, wow. What I'm hearing is you got some DMs to slide in, sir.
Shh, they gonna be listening. I can't be telling them that. Shh. Nah, I ain't gonna be sliding no DMs. I'm sliding DMs.
you got some inboxes to hop in, sir.
It's not the point, though. The point is, it was a lot of women saying yes, and I thought that was very interesting.
That to say they could just knock off one of their homeboys, and then that'd be that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, okay, cool.
So, yeah, slide in the inbox, sir.
I'm sliding in the inbox, and if they don't let me hit, I'm calling bullshit. All of
bro, I legitimately feel like you should. I think every one of them, like, do you know the women who responded yes, do you know them?
I know them from the group.
So yeah, get cool with them, and then like you know, call if they still bullshitting with the cheeks, you should have another post where you be like, you're a liar, you're a liar, you're a liar.
All you motherfuckers capping, all of y'all.
All
here's the cap.
Y'all receipts, be capping. Receipts. DM'd you. You didn't even respond. It said red. Okay, you didn't even respond.
You pasty faced bastards.
Dave Chappelle, another one. Perfect.
Yeah.
Pasty face bastard.
But me personally, I feel like, yeah, I could fuck one of my homegirls and call that shit a day.
Yeah, just don't play me.
Cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just don't play me.
Like, this, I don't even need you to acknowledge it, bitch, because me and you both know what happened.
Like I said, I wouldn't, like, put it like this. It wouldn't just need to be between me and you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. Yeah. Put it like this. If she wanted to remove me from her body count, that's cool. That's fine. But, you know, don't just sit in. So, you know, last night was kind of weird, right? What happened? Bitch, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
What happened? You right? What happened? like, you right. I don't even know what we're talking about. I'm going to see you later. Like, I don't question shit no more. That's how you want to do this? Let's do this. Like, hey, it could be all one drunken thing. I don't give a damn. Look, closed mouth get fed, goddamn, around this piece.
I thought closed
mouth. No, they get fed around me.
Oh, because you keep quiet.
Shut your ass up and I'm going to feed you. This dick.
This penis. The thickness. Anywho.
The thickness.
Anywho. Interesting.
Yeah, look, bro. I would knock off like 90% of my homegirls, to be honest with you.
Yeah, cause you
and not feel
because you had one that like made you breakfast or something, and I was like, that is wow, sir.
I wouldn't knock her off though.
Really?
Nah, I wouldn't knock her off.
Why?
I've known her for a long time, and it would be weird for me.
But she like if she came on you, you'd be like, ugh, stop that gay shit.
I'm like, bro, what y'all, man? You doing the most, like?
But I'm a girl. It's not gay. Shut your gay ass up. Move. Like, shut your gay ass
move,
up.
Move, fucking homo. Like, get off me with your homo tendencies, bro.
But I'm a girl. Like,
nigga, you a whole ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
I have a vagina. And
vagina that looks like a dick. I don't know. Like, yeah, fag. Like, I'm just playing. I don't really think like that. I'll use those words.
Yes, you do.
Unless it's a Tiff. I call Tiff a fag.
But that's your sister.
I'm the only one that could call her that. Nobody else can call her that.
That's your sister.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, that's funny. So could you knock off one of your friends? Yeah, that could. Just don't play me. That's all. So
the knowledge of him, bitch.
It can stay between me and you. You feel what I'm saying? Don't nobody else got to. You can remove me from.
But bitch, it happened.
Like you know what I'm saying? You can remove me from your body count. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah, remove from their body count.
Yeah.
This dick keep receipts, bitch.
I'm telling you, just don't try to play me. That's all I say. Just don't try to play me.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know, what happened. I ain't gonna talk about it.
Hey, side note.
What's up?
Bro, I wanna get one of my homegirls. I want them to try the pink pill, the pink pussy pill.
The female vibe?
I just wanna see it. Yeah, bro. I just wanna see how that shit gonna happen. Like, I wanna see, like, the progression of that shit. That shit seems like it'd be funny as fuck.
Because I'll say this.
Like, I ain't gonna be all rapey with it. Like some niggas on YouTube be. They be all rapey with it. Like, sliding in her drink. I'm like,
here's the thing. Me and you both know, right?
Mm.
Women are really aggressive when they're horny.
Yeah, they are.
Women are really so.
I like it.
So I couldn't see them having chemically induced horniness. Like,
I feel like that would just make them like stupid aggressive.
Like yeah, it would just be like, hey, come in this bathroom. we're gonna get one in. My mother is here. What are you doing?
I don't even think it would be like that. I feel like she would grab you and be like, in the bathroom.
My mother is here, man. What is wrong with you?
Like, you're gonna walk in through the door and she's gonna be in front of the door butt ass naked.
But like what? My child is awake. What is wrong with you?
Close the door, bitch. Whoa. Like
that would be the day you bring somebody home because y'all want to play Madden. Then here she go.
Well, you want to know, bitch? Get out!
Stay!
Hey, then you gotta go. Like,
get out,
bro. Why gotta go, bro? You gotta go.
Get out. Like, immediately.
Can't walk in here, bro.
Get out.
Go wait in the car for 30 minutes. I'll be right back. 30 minutes, nigga? I'll buy you food, bro. Just go wait in the car.
Just go wait, sir. Please.
Fuck, take my debit card. Take my keys. Go to get some food and come right back.
By the time you go and come back, we're good. Hello.
Yeah, damn.
You're making this so difficult.
Then you got to turn around to her.
What the hell is going on here?
You turn around and look at her.
You want to explain this?
You want to explain yourself? Yeah, his spread pussy. My friend walking through the door. Want to play yourself? What you got going on?
I was trying to be cute. Oh my god, I need a warning first, man.
Oh, we are married at this point. You ain't got to do that.
Go do that in the bedroom. Let me walk in and you say, "Babe, come here." And then, yeah, you're on the bed, not in the doorway. What is wrong with you?
Like that trend that was going around where the girl walks out in the towel and drops her towel. What if you sitting there, your partner walking the door? Look, like now it's gonna be awkward between us. Yeah, now it's weird.
Wife naked, sir.
Now my friend seeing your titties, and now it's weird. Now I gotta kill him. Thank you.
Because now he has that imagery in his head, and I can't walk around knowing that someone else has seen my wife's titties since we got married. Before then, I ain't got nothing to do.
They're not paid for it. Goddamn.
Not what?
They're not paid at least. Goddamn.
Oh, wait, so they can pay for the titties?
Not to touch him, but like OnlyFans, but like she's a stripper. I'll date a stripper.
You would date a stripper, sir?
I'll date a stripper.
Hey,
she getting a bag, bro. I don't know nobody getting a bag.
You sure you want that kind of
bag? To be perfectly honest, I'd rather her go get a bag than send her ass.
You are much more secure in yourself than I am, sir. I applaud you.
Yeah, man, because I'm the only one fucking at that point.
You are amazingly securing yourself with that, sir, and I commend you for it because I cannot, will not, shall not allow that.
The way I feel about it, honestly, is like somebody done seen her titties before me. Like,
agreed.
Like, yeah, I was like, Like, if I had me an old lady and she was with it, I'd be like, hey, you try me OnlyFans? Like, what you trying to do? Trying to get this bag?
Okay, like, would you put your face on it, though?
Oh, no, I'm wearing a Batman mask.
A Batman mask?
Batman mask.
That is...
No face, no case, my nigga.
But, okay, you're right. But can we be honest here? You have a lot of tattoos, sir.
I do have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, so like...
Okay, I didn't think about that part. I'm glad you brought that up because I honestly never thought about that.
You put like this, you have a lot of very recognizable tattoos. So it's like, you know,
all of a sudden someone's gonna see my tattoos, they're gonna text me, hey nigga, did you make a porno?
They're gonna see that big football across your chest, and I'm like, oh.
Look, they're gonna screenshot it and send it to me. Hey, did you?
No, uh-uh.
that ain't me.
That's the crown on your hand. I remember that. I remember when you got that.
That ain't my crown.
Like, on your left hand, right? Yeah. Hold on. Let me see. Wait. He was sitting like this. That's your left hand. What the?
Hey, nigga, you reading too much into it. Shut your ass up.
Don't you mind your damn business?
Stop focusing. Hey, look, bro, stop focusing so hard. Like, stop paying so much attention to shit, bro.
Expect a gadget. Expect your gadget. What you doing that for?
Goddamn, Sherlock nigga. Like,
Sherlock nigga. That's funny. I ain't gonna lie, that's funny.
Sherlock, nigga, you want to calm down?
Wait, that's funny. Dude, Sherlock, nigga, that's funny. I'm sorry.
Sherlock, nigga, you want to relax? Damn. Oh.
Okay. Okay, so we got to focus. We got to focus?
Okay, focus.
Okay, focus. Okay. So, here's what I wanted to get to. I think this is a two-sided conversation that we could have here, right?
Okay.
There was a clip. I saw the episode as it happened. And it struck me, too. And apparently this clip really went around. It was 85 South, Chico, Carlos Miller, DC, and they had these two girls on there. Apparently, they have a podcast called The Poor Minds, P-O-U-R Minds, right?
Okay. Okay. I like the double entendre.
And
You see how you use a good word?
Word riches, word thrillers, word of the day. Anywho.
Entendre.
What does it mean?
Hey, bro, I just know how to use it.
Just spell it.
Nah. Hey, bro. You ask a lot. This ain't school. Go back to what you say.
They got into a conversation where the woman was saying that she doesn't think that she needs to be having casual sex with a guy, right? If he isn't helping her in her situation. Whatever her situation may be, she feels like if you want some vagina on the regular, then you know you should be, you know, helping me out with my situation.
If I'm fucking a nigga
right.
and he good and he straight and he got his shit together and stuff, but I'm over here trying to figure out every day what the fuck I got going on, how I'm gonna do this, how I'm gonna do that.
Right.
And this nigga fucking, he can call me every day to fuck on me, but he know what I got going on, but he ain't trying to help at all.
Right.
That's poor pussy management. Okay, why are you fucking on that nigga? So
is this as far as like my old lady? Like, are we exclusive?
Her statement was if I'm still figuring out, waking up every day, trying to figure out what's going on with my situation, but yet you calling me every day to, in her terms, fuck on me, and you not trying to help my situation, then, like, what am I doing? I'm not, as she said, properly managing my pussy.
So how's that my
okay, fault? So then... The Chico reply was, damn, you expect a dude for you to be just casually having sex with to try and figure out your life problems just because I'm trying to bust a nut? Like, that's a lot of responsibility to try and put on somebody just to have sex.
So it sounds like you have great pussy management but horrible mental management, because why the fuck can't you figure out what you want to do with your life?
Well, I'm not just saying, like, we adults, why the fuck do I got to figure out what you want? I got to help you get to a better position in life because I want to bust a nut? That's a hell of a responsibility.
Like,
I'm not cuffing you. Like, that don't even make sense to me. Like, bitch, what? Like,
okay. So now, I think this is a conversation that can be taking place both ways. Now, I want to take Chico's first, right? Because I can tell that you kind of feel what Chico was coming from on that one. That it's kind of a light, I'm trying to nut, but why am I being put in a situation where I have to be responsible for you and your well-being and your doing, because I want to have sex with you?
My thing is, like, this is my thing. If you ain't got no, if you ain't got your shit together, why are you fucking to begin with? You need to be going to figure out how you about to eat and shit. Like, you don't have time to be
so
fucking.
So fucking shouldn't even be. Okay, because here's the thing, right? I think the onus here is on whether or not he calls for the sex as to whether or not she's actually giving up the sex. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, fuck if he if he's calling, she's giving it up because he keeps calling.
Or she done gave it up at one point in time, at that, least.
Yeah, like for him to keep calling, she done gave it up before. Now, I'm not saying they don't have niggas that keep calling, like, hey, can I fuck today? Nope. All right, call you tomorrow. Like, they got right, niggas
those
like
dudes
that.
Exist. Like, those guys
they,
exist.
Yes, they got people just, like that. But those, majority of those dudes, be the dudes, if you say,
hop in DMs, the same girl DMs for like 4 years with no reply.
Be like, hey, gorgeous. Hey, gorgeous. Hey, hey, you look beautiful. Hey, hey, gorgeous. Hey. Hey,
bro, she
hey,
hasn't responded hey. To you like, nigga, in you, 4 years, sir.
You don't like, get
just,
it?
Just stop. Like,
you don't get it? I'm going to give you two.
Yeah, like, two's by my limit.
And if you read the first one, ooh, I, yeah, all right, but like, I see what
if you read that first one and you don't respond, you know what? I might give you one more shot a couple weeks later. After that, nope. I got too much respect for myself to just be outwardly ignored like this.
Man, look, bro. But mm-hmm. this is my thing, right? You gave the nigga right. some pussy already. What has changed? like you was figuring out then. Like you ain't stopped figuring
cause
it out.
Because obviously, whatever the hell you got going.
My baby's hungry. Well, bitch, I don't know what to tell you. You're trying
like,
to fuck
you shouldn't be fucking if your baby hungry. Like you need.
Now, if he trying to talk to you and y'all trying to take it there, I feel like the nigga should definitely help. If y'all are, you know what I'm saying? If he can. If y'all are talking, you know what I'm saying? And trying mm-hmm. to be exclusive. As a nigga, if I'm right. talking to a female and she's like, oh, I ain't got no food to eat or something, whatever, right? I ain't got no gas money. If I got it,
right.
I'm going to give it to her. Because I'm trying to fuck right. with you on that level. But if I'm just calling you to hit, you not eating is not my problem.
It's like that joke I seen. What was that? Who cracked that joke? Was it Carlos? Somebody was like, is it? Oh, maybe it was a Facebook post. I don't remember. Or maybe I just read it in Carlos Miller voice. He said, girls will do anything to try not to get fucked for free. They just, you be right, dropping them back off. Stop at Wendy's real quick. No, dog. No, we going home.
Fuck up, stop at Wendy's, bro. You got Wendy's money? Yeah,
exactly. You going home. I'm not doing this with you. Not finna play these games.
Your Uber is outside. I ain't going nowhere. Your Uber is outside.
I ain't driving nowhere. What's it? No, not at all. Not even a little bit. You finna go. You going home. You can figure it out when you get home.
Better figure that out. Better figure out why your lights not on. You over here
fucking with no lights. We only had.
Like, how that even make sense what? To anybody? Like, I would say that to a nigga. If a nigga is out here fucking. But don't got gas to put in his car, and you got some other shit to worry about besides right. fucking.
You have like, you obviously have more pressing like matters, sir.
Like, yeah, we all get horny, but that's why a guy made cell phone, bitch. They
exactly.
got porn.
Go ahead and rub that out all today. You got them little boot knock it off real quick. That can get you on the hub and make
man, you better
shake.
Figure it out, bitch.
And make something shake.
You better go talk to the bullhead man, get you some porn.
I'm telling you, man, something he done burnt and. Hey, bro, real quick. You know what I thought about doing just for giggles? I was going through my car.
Recording bitches on OnlyFans and they making their own porno CD and selling the CD.
First of all, no.
Of different OnlyFans.
First of all, no. But that's incredible. No, I couldn't do CDs because CDs don't sell. I would have to do like flash drives or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah,
we're gonna talk about that later.
Anyway, we're I found a pack of CDs in my car and I still got my old laptop with a CD burner on it.
Bro, I'm gonna be honest with you. If we were going mm-hmm. somewhere and you pulled out a CD, I'm gonna throw it out the car.
Why are you throwing my CD out the car?
Because why do you have a CD?
I found a pack of blank CDs in my car, and I still got my old laptop with the CD burner.
I heard you the first time. Why would you pull a CD out to listen to music when we have all this technology?
Okay, let's do this, right? Some people don't have unlimited plans.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
could download.
They got a radio.
Oh, I can't do the radio, man. You know Nick could never do the radio.
You like
nigga bougie.
What the hell is nigga bougie?
Like, you won't listen to the radio, but you're listening to YouTube and listen to the ads on YouTube.
Because here's my thing with the radio. I'm saying to get back to my point. Here's the thing that got me with the radio. I realized when I was younger. Here's what turned me off from the radio, right? I'll never forget this. Where I grew up, we had three radio stations, right? With Q93, 97.1, and it was one more, right? Q93 was a hip-hop station. 97.1 was the pop station, so it would go a little bit of both. And I forgot the third one. Third was about a mix, too, right? One day, I was driving back from somewhere. Or I was in the car. I had the radio on. Or was I even driving? I don't remember. I just remember being in the car. And Q93 was playing in the club. 50 Cent in the club. I'm like, that's the fourth time they done played this shit. I don't feel like hearing this shit. Turn this shit to 97.1. They playing 50 Cent in the club. Jump to the other station. They playing 50 Cent in the club. I lost my shit. Three different radio stations is so playing the same song at the same fucking time. I said, no. That was the day I stopped listening to radio. If I want to hear a song six times in an hour, I want that to be my call.
So what you're saying is you're old and fickle. Even
I'm not old and fickle.
You're definitely fickle, man. You just do old fickle shit. Like, how you get mad because they're playing a popular song
on every radio station
in three different rooms?
Yes, that's what they're supposed to do. I'm not shaming them for doing it. I just chose to not partake in it anymore.
It's the same man that listened to March Madness 30 times.
6 times in a year, but who's counting? Anywho, that's not the point. That's not the point. So I think there's another side to this conversation that needs to be had, right? Is the idea of women, right? Having sex, right? With broke dudes. Okay.
Okay.
Now, here's how I'm going to classify it, okay? I would consider a broke dude is someone who is not handling their own weight in their life. You feel what I'm saying? I would I was about to say like the breadwinner per se, but I wouldn't like to say that just because you don't make the most money in your household. That don't mean like you can't handle your business. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. But just because you're not handling the whole household, if you live with somebody, you know, let's say like you have a roommate. Now, if I have a roommate and I don't have the master bedroom, bitch, I ain't paying most of the rent. So you know what I'm saying?
I'm more or less referring to a guy that we, as dudes, we know dudes who just sit up and live off of women, right? Now, the one thing we got to talk about with that is that women allow that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what was the line? I heard it earlier, and hearing these two statements put the statement together for me, right? Apparently, one of the city girls had a song. I'm trying to find the lyrics so I can pull this up. Right. Where'd it go? Well, I can't find it. But long story short, I want to say it was JT that had a line in this song where she made a statement about not having sex with broke boys, right? And Okay, I don't know if this is it, but this does get the point. It said, hey, look, this pussy extort these niggas. Pussy be like, can you afford me, nigga? Broke niggas in my face, the pussy ignore these niggas. For the bag, pussy speak poetry to a nigga. Which is,
hey man, which,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's like, there was, and I feel as though there is a reason that women in these quote these positions of power, these women who get money for real, they are reiterating the idea that women don't need to be having sex with guys who don't do much for them, because women have sex with dudes who don't do much for them.
Well, I think that also depends on the woman, because let me say this too. If you ain't getting money like JT, you might want to shut the fuck up. Like, you work at McDonald's, my nigga. You really gonna be stingy with your McDonald's pussy?
Okay, now here's what I would say, right? Now, you work at McDonald's, right? Should you put like this? You as woman, right? Whoever, not you.
Okay, God damn, sir. Professionalism, sir, is what we're doing here.
The dinner was fucking
professionalism. Professionalism, young man.
Now, you as woman can definitely decide who you want to have sex with or not, right? Okay.
This is true, yes.
Should put it like this. As woman working at McDonald's, right? If you shouldn't be going to work at McDonald's, right? And buddy, you fucking at home. Not because he off. He just at home. That's more or less what I'm referring to. I'm not going to put the, an amount like, hey, he needs to be making this much amount of money. You feel what I'm saying? It's more or less, is he handling his weight of the business?
No, I agree. He definitely, if she getting up every day to go work, he need to get up.
Like, that's more or less what I'm referring to. Go ahead.
Like, if they have kids together, then he needs to be doing all the shit for the kids. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's their dynamic, right? Let's say they have kids. Because I've done this. I've been a stay-at-home parent before. I didn't like it. That's why I went out and got the bag again. Right. I was like, fuck all that.
Right.
Like, I got to ask for allowance. Like, nah, damn that.
Right.
I'm grown. Kind of. Whatever. But if she's getting up and going to work every day, he should be getting up and getting the kids ready for school or lunch, dinner, whatever, right? Or if they don't have kids, he need to be getting up and doing the hustle if he can't get a job. Whatever the hustle might be, nigga. Like, I ain't judge nobody. Nigga, go sell dope if you need to. That's your thing. Yeah. But two people need to be working in this situation. Whatever work may be, that's for them to discuss. She shouldn't be getting up every day and then coming home and then cooking and cleaning and doing all that shit either.
And that was more or less the point of what I've been getting at when I'm hearing a lot of, as what a lot of people call the stripper rap, the pussy rappers. You feel what I'm saying? There seems to be a recurring message there that they're always telling women to fuck for the bag, per se. Something of that nature, right? Like, don't be fucking with a nigga who can't do nothing for you for real, right? And I think a lot of people get that. I can hear her. Okay. That a lot of people get that misconstrued, which I genuinely do agree with this, right? That people in this position of power talking the way we can't understand, right? Like when the whole Saweetie thing with the Birkin, right? She's talking about a Birkin because that's her lifestyle, right?
Yeah, she can afford that shit. Nigga, she fucking can afford that. Yeah.
But a lot of people heard her make that statement talking about some, don't be fucking with a nigga if he can't buy you a Birkin, right? And they, I think a lot of people took that literally, like, right? And I personally, when I heard that, didn't take it literally. I just know she has to speak from her lifestyle. And her lifestyle is, if motherfucker can't buy you a Birkin, like, you know, y'all shouldn't be talking for real.
Beyonce was out here talking about Ryan Dick on an airplane. Y'all ain't got y'all. Yeah, but y'all gonna be riding dick on planes now? Commercial? Y'all gonna be riding dick on a commercial plane? On Spirit?
That'll turn you into a Spirit, bitch? No.
Get your life.
That was more or less what I was getting to, is the fact that those people speak in a term that of their life. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I do genuinely think that if someone is going to be added into your dynamic here, it should be something that is a benefit for you as a whole. You feel what I'm saying? So I genuinely, because put it like this, I'm having this message as for women, but it's also for dudes as well, because as you know, as guys, we get caught up in all kind of situations just to chase some pussy.
Bruh, you have got me from situations because I've been chasing it.
It's like, we, like,
you have, like, got me for shit.
Come
nigga.
Get
like,
me now. What? Come get me.
Bruh, red.
Co-red.
What was the code word? Red, bitch.
Like, code red.
This bitch is purple at this point. Come get me.
So it's like, I'm saying this to say that I don't, even though the wording may be a bit extreme, people shouldn't take that literally. Mm. But I do genuinely agree with the idea that if you are going to be adding someone into your personal dynamic, they should be a benefit to you. They should definitely be a benefit to you and your situation. Like, to use the previous example, if she's going through stress trying to figure out how to get whatever that she got going on, she probably, A, don't need to be fucking, or two, don't fuck him because he can't help at the moment.
And then I'm gonna go back to what I was saying. Mm-hmm. If we fucking, I'm not obligated.
Now that I also agree with that, you know, if like to have to, like you said, to be just be genuinely having sex, you shouldn't be trying to place that obligation on me, especially if we ain't like exclusive like that for real.
Yeah, if I'm just coming through every other day and beating and then leaving, like, I'm gonna pull my pants off, I just unzip and pull my dick out, and I'm fucking like that, I'm not helping you with shit. Like, nigga, fuck you and your problems. Like, I'm on.
Are you gonna help me with mine? It. Shit, I didn't think so. Man,
I'm trying. Bitch, you gonna help me on $20 short of my rent? You gonna give it back? Like, no,
doing all this. Like, I can't pay my rent. Well, yeah, chill out about that.
Bitch, I can't either. But we both here. Like, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we both nigga, here. Like,
so you might as well just, hey, we might as well figure. We both in the same boat.
Man, shit. Female hit me. She was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to eat tomorrow. All right, man, look, by God's grace, I guess.
Wait, time out. Did you see the post? I saw it. It was hilarious. I don't know if it was staged or not, but it was funny as hell. It was.
You talking about when old girl said, can you bless my cash
up and do a prayer? I was in tears. I was in genuine
tears.
I didn't know.
Hey, she was so
blocked. He got the meanest block ever.
She was so blocked. Oh,
he got the meanest block known to man. And honestly, I don't blame her for blocking him because, bro, you could have just said no. You was doing the most at that point. As much as I feel, as much as I feel him that, you know, he wasn't obligated to pay her cash up, I don't disagree with her if she blocked him because, bro, you was doing the most. All you had to say was no.
I want to be that petty one day. I tried to be that kind of petty. That
was next level, sir. I wasn't ready for that.
Wow. But yeah, man, I agree with you.
That's a lot to just put on somebody just because you want to bone.
Bro, like, you expect me to figure out your problems. I don't have my problems figured out. How am I going to help you figure out your shit? You gonna provide me a place to live?
Oh, and then?
No, we just fucking.
Okay, so, hey, first of all, you tell me you just fucking. I could, like, first of all, hey, I got a job. I pay rent. Yeah, we can make this work. Yeah. And then next you know, now when we want to fuck, we ain't got to waste gas money. It's a win-win for him.
And don't ask me not to bring bitches in because I'm bringing bitches. Like, if we're not together. Yeah, if we're not together, I'm definitely bringing bitches over. Like, you better just get out your feelings about it. I feel like you can never be roommates with a woman. Like, because eventually they're going to get their feelings about you bringing different people.
Here's the thing. I've never thought that was a thing. I wouldn't even consider it. I wouldn't.
I would consider it, but I would just have to let it know. Like, I don't care if you bring niggas over. Just don't have them niggas in my room.
I couldn't consider living with a woman I wasn't having sex with.
I would. I'd do it. Just, like, we would have to be on that kind of level.
Me
cool, though.
And a girl being on that level of cool. No.
Like, I feel like I could do that with Audrey. Like, for a little bit, though, because I feel Yeah. But, like, I feel like I could once, do it, though.
Just don't be in my room like that, bro. You have shown you are definitely more mature than I am. Because I couldn't do it.
Like, it would just be some rules set in place, like, don't go in my room if I ain't there type shit.
Not gonna be able to do it. Not gonna be able to do it.
Because the moment I walk in my room and shit's different, I'm spazzing on everybody. Everybody catching hands. And
she getting hopped around the house like Ving Rhames and Baby Boy.
I'm gonna walk in my room. Like, I'm gonna walk in, I'm gonna see that. They're probably going to stop and look at me and freeze. I'm going to look at them.
Yeah.
Walk in my room.
He's hopping on her house. I didn't see shit. Like, baby boy.
But I'm definitely going to clown the both of them. Oh, boy. When this nigga leave, so you get African squatted around the room? Like,
that's what we're doing today?
That's what you're doing? Like, this would be the shit that would set me up. I walk in the house and this nigga got my basketball shorts on. Why the fuck does this nigga have my shorts on? But like, if I walk in my room and this nigga in my room playing my game, what the fuck is happening? Like, who are you, nigga?
You would have to.
What jaws is gonna be loosened around me?
Nothing short of a fight, sir. Nothing short of a fight.
Man. You gonna have to get beat up for your girl, and then she gonna get beat up for
y'all,
you.
Yo, cause y'all violate.
Man, getting double RKO'd around here.
Ooh. You good?
Ooh. Yeah, man, that was fun.
Do this again soon, hopefully. This man ran the same word 10 times.
We'll have a guest next time.
That's a talent. That's funny.
Yeah, we'll have a guest next time.
Anywho.